Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Claudell Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Glenn Abbott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Claudell Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Carew reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing left field. Joe Rudy now playing center field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards the mound. Abbott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Haney and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cubbage. Haney moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive towards center. Bostock catches it and throws to second to double up Haney. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley bunts towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Heil scores. Randall moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Randall scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Bill North pinch hits for Larry Haney. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Bill North. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Braun moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carew is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.